Let's start with Dr. Nancy Snyderman. You might remember last week, Professors Jamie Graber, Jim Flink, and I laid some pretty high compliments on the NBC medical editor. That's because she and her crew made it clear that they were going to self-quarantine for 21 days after freelancer Ashoka Mukbu tested positive for the Ebola virus. Snyderman said that she was staying in seclusion, taking her temperature several times a day, and was exceeding the Center for Disease Control's quarantine guidelines. Until, that is, she didn't. According to the Princeton Planet and TMZ, Snyderman went out last week to pick up some soup from her favorite restaurant. That led to a mandatory quarantine order from the New Jersey Health Department. Monday, Brian Williams read this statement from Snyderman on the NBC Nightly News.
Our chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, has been in the news herself these past few days. We spoke with Nancy earlier today, during which time she said, quote, "While under voluntary quarantine guidelines, which called for our team to avoid public contact for 21 days, members of our group violated those guidelines and understand that our quarantine is now mandatory until 21 days have passed. We remain healthy and our temperatures are normal. As a health professional, I know that we have no symptoms and pose no risk to the public, but I am deeply sorry for the concerns this episode caused. We are thrilled that Ashoka is getting better, and our thoughts continue to be with the thousands affected by Ebola whose stories we all went to cover."
And it seems a once sympathetic public is now looking at Snyderman through a slightly different lens. Here's Rosie Perez on The View.
She went to go get food at a drive-thru. At a drive-thru, people, at a drive-thru. And I just thought that that was so irresponsible. Listen, whether she knows she's infected or not, you know, you just don't do that. You don't put fear into the public when you're a public figure. You just don't do that.
So last week, we were pretty vocal around this table in our praise for Snyderman, pointing out that she was going to talk the talk, she was going to walk the walk, she was doing everything. Personally, I feel a little bit foolish having heard what happened and having bought into it, having seen how demonstrative she was in talking about how she was going to be exceeding those guidelines. Now we find this out.
Well, first of all, I kind of sympathize with Rosie Perez's, you know, feelings about this, even though she was factually incorrect. It wasn't a drive-through. The car pulled up
in
front of
an omelet. She was sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, right. But I have to say, first of all, that statement that NBC released, how lame is that statement? I mean, first of all, it sounds like it was completely vetted by PR and legal. There's never any acknowledgement that it was Snyderman herself who went out and broke the quarantine, although there's witnesses that said that she did it. It basically just went on to say that, well, we're sorry if anybody was concerned. Yeah, she probably didn't pose a threat, but she agreed to the quarantine and then she violated it. And I think that violates the public's trust.
Yeah, and in situations like this, if you're going to step out and you're going to say that you're going to do something, especially if you're with the media, you need to do it because others are going to be looking. I mean, we have a culture of gotcha journalism going on, and it's not just about at other people. It's also directed at us. So she really put not only herself but also NBC in a very difficult situation.
So that aired on the Nightly News Monday evening. The initial reports about Snyderman being in the parking lot of this restaurant was coming out that this happened like Thursday. By late Friday night, it was out there. And at that point, the state of New Jersey had mandated this quarantine order. Did NBC or Nancy Snyderman wait too long, staying quiet till Monday evening?
Well, I don't know if they waited too long because, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you're not going to get much play over the weekend. So waiting until Monday after all the, you know, usual sports and that sort of thing, where you're on a typical news day where people are going to be paying attention, was probably the right thing, right place and time to do it. But I think Mike is right. It's the way they did it, not actually mentioning that she was the one that broke the quarantine, which is what have some people up in arms.
I mean, if you're going to wait over the weekend, couldn't you come up with something better than that lame statement they came up with? And
yeah,
I have to also say, I mean, we often talk about just the images portrayed by journalists, especially network news people. people. Here we have this report in the Princeton Planet saying she pulled up in her black Mercedes and was wearing sunglasses and a ponytail to suggest she was trying to hide. It just shows the disconnect. It reinforces that stereotype that people have about how celebrity journalists are not like you and me, the people who watch them.
The other thing that sort of bothered me about this is that, okay, if you come back and you decide that you're going to do this sort of voluntary quarantine, why don't you just do it? There's really no reason to publicize it. You know, it's one of those things where you're trying to get, you know, some sort of publicity for doing something good and courageous. And of course, you know, we're going to make sure that we're on the high and mighty. There was really no need to do that.
And that's how this is really blown up in her face, I think, because she made a point of making it about her in the first place. We're coming back. I'm going to be exceeding the CDC guidelines. I'm going to be doing even more than what they say to make sure we're overly cautious and everybody's going to be okay. We're not exposing anyone to any threat. That's where she creates a problem.
I think that created a problem. I mean, think about all the other journalists who have been in West Africa covering this story. They aren't trying to do anything differently. They're probably being very cautious themselves about exposure and those sorts of things, but they're not publicizing it to the point where she did.
Some are saying that perhaps she should lose her job over this. What do you think?
Okay, now that's stretching a little bit. I'm not sure whether or not she should lose her job. However, I think that there should be some sort of punishment for violating it.
And my guess is there won't be any.
I don't think there will be either.